Lighthouse Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Save up to 25% on select summer gear and clothing for camping, hiking, and more. Go to the REI Kickstart Summer Event June 21st through the 30th.
Salute American is a premium vodka that invests in the future of U.S. veterans by donating $1 of every bottle sold to veterans charities. Now, we want to know who you salute and why. Weekly winners receive a Salute American goodie pack, and one grand prize winner will walk away with four tickets to see Blake Shelton with VIP ground transportation to and from the concert, courtesy of Salute American Vodka. Visit Facebook.com/Salute American Vodka and tell us who you salute and why for a chance to win from Salute American Vodka.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Well, this is the dirty song, Blinded by the Light, wrapped up with a douchebag in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't think bag.
Wrapped up like a douche in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Do we have to play that kind of garbage?
Wow,
all the songs in the world we can choose? I see where a couple people already know and have the right idea and know where we're headed. This is Call Us and Talk time. This is the hour where we have a lot of time to chat, so we have some people on board, but we have room for you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. You know what you folks ought to do? You ought to put in your contacts, just put, you know, KTRS, Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, or put Frank, or put something, and then, boom, you have the number right into the studio whenever you want to call, instead of being in the car going, what was the number again? So here we go one more time, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. John is up first. Hello, John.
Well, good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. Fine. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, good. Since you're addicted to cars so much, I listen to you all the time. I am AM and PM.
Thank you. And I would like nothing more than to not like cars.
I know.
It's expensive disease.
It is. And if you can afford them, that's good, too. But I was going to call and give you a hard time. You're good friends with Johnny Londoff, and you're always asking him, how come he doesn't give you, like, a Corvette to drive for, like, the weekend? I'm surprised.
Not a weekend, an entire year.
But I'm surprised you haven't got one, and I don't know. Have you been looking at the 2014s online?
No. Listen, that car, that 14, in fact, here's the deal. I had to make a decision. I thought, all right, it's probably time to buy another vehicle from Mr. Londo, because he's a huge supporter of the show, and I do believe in that. You do business with people, do business with you. I had to narrow it down to either that new Corvette or the Impala SS, and neither one is available yet.
Okay.
From a practical standpoint, the SS Impala, which is a monster engine on that beautiful new body, is fine, but what I would prefer to have is that Corvette. That Corvette is absolutely breathtaking.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I thought, when the model prior came out where they eliminated the flip-up headlights and they did more of the Viper look to it, I thought, man, this is it. No, this is it. This newest one. Boy, this thing is just, it's a head-turner.
It is. In fact, I just picked up, I'd bought me a vet, and I fell into a deal that was just really super. I was going to get a 13, and this one came up. It was a 12 that only had 56 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness. Perfect.
And one thing, what was really great, and I don't know about you, but my wife was wanting an automatic.
Yeah.
And I know how she is with curbs and stuff like that, and this one came, and they said the drawback was it was a manual.
Oh, that way she can't drive
perfect,
it.
And I got it.
Oh.
Because she can't drive it.
Yes. I go, what is
beautiful
that? You know,
fantastic.
So, but anyway, I'm in love with this, and I'll tell you what, it's 1,000 miles on it, and it's
well,
and
you know what,
they're and little, this year too, if you get a 14, that's going to have 450 horse.
Yeah, I know. They're a little noisy. They're low to the ground. Old men have trouble getting out of them. But once you're planted in there and you step on that gas, it is America's sports car.
It is. The slogan ought to be, come back to Chevrolet or something like that.
No, because that implies you left. See, that there's
a
negative.
Did for a while. I had a Ford product, a Mustang that I loved, and I've had Chevys for years and years, too.
But there's a negative connotation. You run a campaign that says come back when the world knows you've been in trouble and you're hurting. No, I'm serious. Come back means it just means that essentially you think a lot of people left you. That's why you tell the world to come back. I think better would just be, hey, better than ever, and give us a look. Hey, enjoy that car and be careful.
Thank you, sir.
All right, John.
You take care. Bye now.
And when I say be careful, for anybody who's never driven a car like a Corvette, it's real easy to get yourself in trouble. Not just speeding tickets, but out of control, and it's a lot of engine. Barb is here. Hello, Barb.
Hi.
How are you?
I've got laryngitis. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I wanted to tell you guys that you helped me out when I was in the hospital last month.
How did we do that?
Well, I called you last month before I went to the hospital. And we talked about my husband watching Only Thing with a horse between its legs. And only Westerns, and I was officially a virgin again. And I thought Ian would fall out of his chair. I'm married to the asshole that you talked about.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you remember me?
I vaguely, yes. I kind of get a haze when I start trying to remember everybody that calls.
My son, I had a minor procedure go very bad.
Yeah.
And my son and his wife left Chicago at a moment's notice and came down. And I was in intensive care. And he played that for us because he had recorded it because he thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
And the nurses came in later that night and asked me, what happened this afternoon? She said, your blood pressure's going down and your breathing was a lot easier. And I told him, I said, I was laughing so much that it just kind of relaxed me.
Now, your husband does not listen to us, if I remember. Is that right? Yeah. Well, that's sad for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sad for him. Yeah.
Yeah, he won't listen anymore. He's the one that told me to start listening. But
did he hear the thing that you did when you talked about him on the air? Did he hear that played back when they played?
No, God, no.
Well, he won't even listen. You know, let me ask you, how long have you been married?
28 years.
That's long enough.
29.
Find yourself a man who knows how to laugh and has a good sense of humor and likes the show.
When I talked to that nurse that night, he called me that night because supposedly I was in pretty bad shape. And he called me that night and he told me that he loved me. And I thought, what the hell's going on? And I talked to that night nurse and I said, am I that bad? And I said, my husband just told me he loved me. And I said, he hasn't told me that in 29 years, and we've been married for 28.
You know what? This is the saddest story I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
Let me ask you this, Barb. Do you have money? Did he marry you for money?
No. No, I don't have any money.
You don't have any money. Well, that's a pretty sad statement when he thinks, well, it looks like she's going to die. I guess I'll finally tell her I love her.
Yeah.
Make her feel good while she's dying.
He said our dog Gus missed me, and he loved me. So I thought I was on my way out here.
Yeah. When he found out you were going to be okay, did he go, just kidding?
No, when I came home, he just started being his old self.
Yeah.
Same old self.
Wait, were the dishes piling up and different things were going on in the house? That was happening?
Maybe that's why he didn't even eat.
He just sat here. I don't know what the hell he did.
Barb, it's like you're in prison.
Yeah.
Man.
I told my son, once I got home, everything was back to normal. And I told him, the other day, I said, I'm thinking like my mom did. My mom said about my dad, he's got a hair up his ass, and I'm fixing to pluck it.
Oh, boy. Boy, good for you. Good for you, Bart. Listen, we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you guys.
And maybe there'll be a revelation of some sort, and this guy will turn this guy around.
I hope so.
You never know. Thank you, Bart.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Laryngitis, man, thank goodness that's something I've had it. I mean, it's been years, but that's the most frustrating thing.
I've never had it.
Let me tell you something. It's so frustrating because no matter how you try to talk when it's at its worst. You can't say one word. If you had to scream for help or something, you'd just be, you'd die. That's all. Jerry, let's talk to Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank and the gang, I used Matheny the other day.
Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Yes, heating and cooling. Absolutely. I selected them based on your show.
Beautiful.
And
I hope you told them that.
I did. When I called them and made an appointment, I called them and told them that I was AM in the PM and I needed some work done. I was having a major problem with my air conditioning. It was spewing water all over the place. And I didn't know what to do, but the house was still cool. And I called them and I said, hey, you know, I've got this problem. And they said, well, we'll be there first thing in the morning at 8 o'clock. It'll be our first appointment.
How about that?
And I thought, wow, that's really great. And she said, they won't be late because you're the first appointment.
Good.
And I said, that's fantastic. Right on time they were. They went down. They took care of the problem. And, you know, when you have water spewing out of your air conditioning unit out of a spot that shouldn't be coming out because it's not supposed to have water.
Was it clogged?
I've never had that happen.
You know, I didn't until just recently. And, you know, water's going everywhere. We got a bucket catching it. And I'm expecting them to say, I might have to replace the whole thing. That wasn't the case. It had a clog. It just does that sometimes. And because I didn't have regular maintenance, I do now. And they came in, they took care of it, and Frank, let me tell you, it was under $200.
Yep.
And to replace heating and air conditioning, a unit like that, can be upwards to $5,000.
Easy.
And if they would have told me that,
you wouldn't have known the difference.
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, thank you for a great testimonial.
And, you know, they were honest about it, they did a great job, they were timely. I told them I was AM and the PM, they gave me a discount.
Yeah, good for you. We appreciate it.
It was a fantastic experience, and that's really rare these days.
I appreciate you sharing that with us, Jerry. Stay cool.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One of those under hidden camera deals, that John Stossel type thing. Did you ever see the one they did with the heating and cooling companies?
Yes.
Where they went in, and all they did was they went to the customer's home, and they opened the compressor housing, and they snipped a wire. They just cut a wire.
Yeah, well, this is your problem.
Unbelievable. The number of companies that had been in business for years that showed up and said, well, you're going to have a whole new system. And then here comes the camera and the crew. Hi, I'm so-and-so with NBC or CBS. And they run like little girls, run to the truck, hide their faces. Yeah, that was just a snipped wire. And by the way, that unit's only 5 years old, and you told the customer, no, talk to my lawyer. And what I like is you get to see the name of the company on the truck as they drive.
Yes.
And you know they're dead. They're dead in that town. Mary is here. Hello, Mary.
Hey, Frank. How's it going, guys?
It's going
good,
great, Mary. How about you?
Oh, fine. Hey, listen, I wanted to say, you know how they're talking about that cross on the mound, the pitcher's mound?
Oh, yes. I forgot to bring that up.
You know,
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, I never saw it until they pointed it out. But they're saying, oh, they need to take it off. That's religious, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, what do batters do when they get up there? They kiss that metal around their neck. They do the little, you know, prayer, like, you know, from their head to their chest, over and back, like a little Catholic, you know, like a Catholic.
They do the sign of the cross.
They say a prayer. They hit a home run, or they catch a good ball or whatever, and they point up to the sky, you know, and, you know, that's you know, like they're praying or something, like, thank you, Jesus, for that.
All right, let me stop and ask a question. What cross are we talking about?
There's
a pitcher that, digs in the dirt, a cross.
Yeah, he just carves it out of the dirt?
Yeah, on the pitcher's mound.
So what?
On the pitcher's mound, this guy saw it, and now he's a do-gooder, and he started complaining about it.
No, he's not a do-gooder. He's an SH disturber.
Yeah,
Mary, let me tell you something. In this world, there seem to be, no matter what happens that's harmless, that doesn't hurt anybody, there's always got to be somebody step up and want to make a big deal out of it. And what we need in this country, rather than publicize these people or give them a voice, is just to have somebody, when they voice a complaint, tell them to go to hell. Just say, you know what? He can do whatever he wants. He's pitching the ball, and if he wants to dig a little cross out, he's not asking you to pray.
And he was blaming the Cardinals organization for allowing happen.
You know what? Don't even acknowledge this
guy. No.
Because he has nothing.
He's an idiot.
He has nothing. Mary, a lot of idiots in the world.
Well, I know, but that just... That really rubbed me raw. It's like, what? I just don't understand it. It's like, so he had a little cross. And then they went back and they had to point out which games that it was in. So I don't know if it's one, like one pitcher's pitching in particular. You know, that he
then
does.
I blame the media outlets that give it even this much attention.
Well, there
don't
you go.
Don't give the guy the satisfaction.
Love your show. Talk to you guys later.
Love you more, and in a sexual way. Thank you, Mary. Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hi, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm going to go in the time machine here a little bit to a couple of Fridays ago when you were on assignment.
Mm-hmm. They were talking I remember that day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, in Japan, this new craze where people are licking each other's eyeball.
We actually talked about it here on the show.
Yeah, it was on your show.
Yeah.
I think me and my friend might be responsible for that. I was stationed in Japan from 1998 to 2002.
Okay.
And in 2000, this young lady showed up from Minnesota or whatever, and she was in the Air Force. And she, in the bars, would do this as kind of like, you know, showing people, you know, it's kind of cool to lick your eyeball. And it was the most amazing thing to me. It felt really weird, but I was thinking about when you guys were talking about it just recently kicked in Japan. I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
Are you serious that when you were in the service, she actually would lick the eyeballs of guys in the bar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she, I mean, come on, she was cute, so pretty much if a cute girl's going to allow it,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
have to lick something on you, you're like perfectly fine with it.
Nate has a pretty good point, because if a chick is hot enough, you let them do something that, well, okay, I don't normally let people do this, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, did she do it to you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so explain something to me. How does it feel? So, first of all, you have to hold your eye open. How does it feel to hold your eye open?
Because if you tried to hold your own eye open, you might, like, let go or you might blink. So she would actually hold the eye open, and she just bent down and licked your eyeball.
Was it arousing?
Not at all.
Hmm.
But the Japanese are aroused by really strange things.
Yes,
so, you know, so being an American, no, it wasn't. But it was interesting, though, because, I mean, how many people can say they've had their eyeball licked?
Well, and what you're saying, too, is you're in on the ground floor of this thing. I mean, you were there before this story just broke, and my goodness, you're saying you were part of this over 10 years ago.
I'm telling you, I was the Pabst Blue Ribbon before it was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, good for you. That's all I can say. Thanks for not bringing it over here.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
All right, Nate, thank you.
All right, bye.
That one I'll never get. Now, I will say this, and I don't think this is out of line, and I think everybody would agree.
What?
The first time you ever tangle your tongue up with another girl's tongue,
yeah,
that's an exciting thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I'm telling you, tongue on tongue is exciting. It is. No, it is. I had a neighbor kid when I lived in Tennessee. I was a little hick hillbilly kid in Tennessee where there's nothing to do because you're 200 miles from real civilization. And my neighbor, Danny, he said,
you want to know what's cool?
That was Dana. My cousin's coming up here from Rome, Georgia. She's going to stay a few days. Now, I was 11, and he was 12, and he said, she's 13, and she French kisses.
Whoa.
It was like Randy Quaid or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so he said to me, it's like he was pimping her. He said, hey, why don't you here to meet my cousin? I met her. And he said, hey, let's all go down to the woods and make a fort. So we went down in the woods, and he said, you want her to French kiss you? And I didn't need, I, you know, it's when you don't want to admit you don't know what something means.
Yes.
I didn't know what that meant. And I said, yeah, sure, because it had the word kiss in it. I thought, okay. So she did, and I'm telling you, it was fantastic.
All of a sudden, you had to run home, bent over.
Yeah.
And climb my grandmother's television.
I'll be back.
Antenna pole. I'll be back in 10 seconds. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Again, thanks to the gentleman who sent me the NBC article on sales and how America should at some point learn that a sale isn't always really a sale. It's a fake sale. It's a manufactured sale. If I have something that should cost $100 and I mark it $150 and I put it on sale for $100 and I go one third off, it's not a third. It's a third off of the ridiculous price that I stuck on it. And that's what happens a lot of times with sales. And I'll tell you, among the worst offenders are some furniture stores. they have these blowout sales, Memorial Day sale, white sale, summer sale, spring sale, every month, every season of the year, every month of the year sale, weekend sale, holiday sale, Washington's birthday sale, 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 inventory sale, warehouse sale, biggest sale of the season. The next one's, then it's the biggest sale of the season. And it starts to become meaningless. Because why would you react to one of these sales when you know that tomorrow there'll just be another sale? It doesn't matter because they weren't really sales anyway in a lot of cases. So what Ashley in St. Louis, and I think it's important you understand, Mr. Phillips, who owns the stores in St. Louis, I think has done us all a favor. Because when he sat down with me to talk about these Ashley stores, and he just said, I hope you can find a way to let people know and explain that a lot of people might think, well, they never have a sale. Well, that's good news, because the price you see when you go into Ashley, they could have put a sale tag on it with the word sale and that price, but they don't. That's still the price. It would have been a sale price. It's their price all the time, and it works. It works, and you know how I know it works? Because that number one industry publication, Furniture Today, 2 weeks ago, when they named the top 100 furniture stores in the United States, number one out of the top 100 was Ashley. And Ashley nationwide, yes, has sales. So if those stores are good and doing well, imagine how well the stores in St. Louis must do when they just eliminate that step and give you that price anyway. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Don't forget, they sell a lot of lamps. Don't just think of dining table. Think of bedding, complete bedroom sets. Think of lamps. Think of all of it. That's Ashley. Six locations in the St. Louis area. Illinois, we have Edwardsville and Shiloh. This side of the river, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, if you're heading out on Highway 64, you're going to be heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland. The usual slowdowns. It's going to be slow again from a little bit west of Lindbergh out through Mason and from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. Look for some slow pockets there. Eastbound 64 is jamming from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also on southbound Route 3, it looks like there was a train that crossed at Monsanto, so you're pretty well bogged down. It has cleared, but you're pretty well bogged down between the Poplar Street Bridge and Monsanto on southbound Route 3. Now on southbound 270, it's slow at Olive, stop to go 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, a little heavy past the airport, and the usual slowdown now from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. You're also a little bit heavy out around 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. A summer favorite is back, the strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad, featuring fresh strawberries and antibiotic-free chicken. St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
There are all kinds of joint supplements being peddled out there, and most of them have one thing in common. They don't work to give you the relief you're looking for. But now there's Beneflex, a unique formula with a clinically tested patented ingredient that's so effective, you only need to take one pill daily. Just one pill, and you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. And here's even better news. Now, thanks to this special radio offer, you can receive a complimentary 2-week sample of Beneflex just by calling 1-800-900-0669. So if you're tired of joint supplements that just don't work, experience the Beneflex Relief Advantage now by calling for your complimentary sample. You could start feeling joint relief in as few as 7 days, so call now. Beneflex is also available at GNC. But remember, you can only guarantee your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-900-0669. That's 1-800-900-0669. 1-800-900-0669.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
If your roof took a beating by the big spring storm, you need to call Frederick Roofing right now at 314-645-2000. 314-645-2000. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial, for high-performance roofing repair or a brand-new roof. When Frederick Roofing is on the job, you know it'll be done right and affordably, and Frederick Roofing will work with your insurance company. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews. For the very best in roofing and roof repairs, call Frederick Roofing now at 314-645-2000. 314-645-2000. A proven track record of 80 years of roofing. 314-645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing. 645-2000.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus, more likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changing, and the winds, they're still a-blowing. For the highways, they're a-ranging, and that big thing that they're towing is their easy-riding way to enjoy each passing day.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting the right oil and saving some cold, hard cash is your advance advantage right now. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a filter are just $19.99. Or, if your car is over 75,000 miles, upgrade to Castrol GTX high mileage oil for just $3 more to help extend engine life. The right oil to make your car hum, the right price to make you whistle a happy song. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works, really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Witchy woman.
No.
Another one of those.
No.
No? Okay, hang on, hang on. Oh, no, 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 no.
One.
Wait a minute.
Of.
What the heck is it?
What?
One of these nights.
No.
Okay, that's right. Got it. One of these nights. They're very similar in the way they start. Dan, give me a fresh list on the phones there, if you would.
All right.
Take your phone calls, 314-9. We had a lot of time to talk today, especially this hour. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And I'll tell you part of the reason we do. We don't have a movie review today. And Fawn Diaz Granados was wonderful. But I think I owe it, and I've talked to her about it. She's a very classy lady, and she understands and she gets it. I think a lot of people think going in, I'm going to be it, I'm going to be the answer. You should see the emails that I get, especially from women who say, I'm exactly what your show needs. And they all have a sort of a common thread, and that is that all my relatives say I'm funny and I should be on the radio, blah, 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 blah. And maybe
some cases it's true and some it's not. But I liked her and I liked her email, and even though we're not looking necessarily for anybody and certainly not another regular player on the show, I'm a firm believer that things, the best things that happen sometimes, a lot of times, are accidental. You didn't push too hard or plan or try for them to happen. Case in point, Reggie McDaniel, Bernice, Moon, you know. And the other thing I, once you do put somebody on, if somebody's been on, I pay close attention to email. How much is there? Is it negative? Is it positive? How much of each? And I'm pretty good about sorting through and sifting out planted emails. Had friends write and go, ooh, keep this person on. They're great. I can kind of fish those out. And what happened was I just got so few about Fawn. And please don't email me now, because now it's like fishing. You'll do it because I mentioned it. The test was, in 4 weeks or whatever of doing these, how much feedback did I get? And it was very, very, very little. So I love her. I think she's fantastic. It's just it didn't catch fire. You know, Reggie, for some reason. And what's funny, too, Bernice, you know, Bernice was absolutely not, you, there is nothing that you could call more of an accident than Bernice calling in here. And Reggie was an accident, too. It was a simple discovery in a car driving through Denver. And I am pretty good about just going, hey, there's something here, or no, this is not going to, it's not going to generate. You know, you either have to make people really hate you or really like you to keep them listening. And the reason I say that is Rush Limbaugh is the master and having a huge audience. He has two audiences, and they're both big. One loves him, and one hates him. And they both listen every day. And it's kind of like that with Howard Stern. There are a lot of people that, God, that Howard Stern, he's so filthy, I can't believe what he said today. Well, you heard what he said today because you listened, whether you think he's filthy or not. And I've never been as good, maybe, as I should have been about making a ruckus and stirring people up and making them hate me. I don't know. I'm just, that's not, doesn't feel like that's something you should shoot for, is to get people to hate you so that you have to watch your back every time you go to your car. But I appreciate what Fawn did, and I think it was a good experience for her. And a testament to how smart she is even she gets it. She gets that it, you can't, you think going in, it's kind of like you think you can sing because you sound great with the radio in the car, you sound great in the shower, but then you get in a recording studio with people who really know pitch and keys, and you go, ooh, maybe I can't sing.
Yeah.
And by the way, they'll tell you can't sing. You sound good to yourself. And it's not that Fawn didn't do a good job. She did. There's just something I can't explain or describe that happens, and it just didn't happen. So we're going to the phones. Is Joe up first? I guess he's still there. Mm-hmm. Joe, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
Great, thank you. What can we do for you?
I just got back from out of town, and I happened to see an obituary. I wasn't sure if you had
Bruce Bradley
seen it. For Bruce Bradley, correct.
Talked about it yesterday.
Okay. Like I said, I just got back in from out of town and was kind of catching up on the news. And I should say you would be second if Bruce Bradley was still on the air.
That's a great compliment. We may have talked about it 2 days ago. I don't remember. Maybe it was the day before yesterday. But I'll tell you in a nutshell what I said. Bruce Bradley was a brilliant genius, and he was very articulate. He was very smart, very well-read, and very confident. And he was what I consider to be a true broadcaster. And I wish that I had just known that he had lived here in his last days. I would have tried to go visit him because I didn't know him well, but I would like to have had a conversation with him. I just didn't know he was back here, that he had moved here from Las Vegas. But yeah, we gave him what I believed he was due a couple days ago.
Did you also know, which I wasn't aware of until he was, I think he was on a station in Cincinnati that I picked up at one time, and he was talking about his background. And one thing which I was not aware of is that he was a stutterer, and he overcame the stuttering to become the broadcaster that he was, which I thought was incredible.
It is incredible. For anybody who's never heard him, if you heard him, you'd realize how incredible that is, because he had perfect diction and elocution. And I didn't know that.
Well, I guess you're all just left to listen to now, so you'll keep me tuned in.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you, Joe.
You bet. Thanks.
All right, let's go to Holly. Is this our Holly we've talked to before?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I remembered you.
I saw the name Holly.
I thought, well, this is our ex-convict, Holly.
Yeah, I'm the ex-con. Is that my new nickname?
Ex-con if you want, Holly.
If you want it to be, yeah.
You know what? I've been nicknamed worse, obviously.
So what's up?
You know, I actually am still kind of stuck on the eyeballs, licking the eyeballs thing.
Yeah, me too.
I was kind of taking notes at first, you know, and then come to find out it's not really worth it. It wasn't a feel-good type.
Well, did you try it?
No, I was thinking of trying it, and then you asked him if it was a good experience, and he said no.
Well, it could have been but it could have been the circumstances too. Now you're gay. You told us that you currently have a girlfriend. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well, have her lick your eyeballs and then get back to us.
Then
lick hers and let her talk to us, and we'll see what the consensus is here.
I guess we'll try it. I don't know.
It can't hurt. I don't think it can kill you.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think I want somebody's tongue in my eye.
And that kind of threw me off from what I was going to say, and I know that the conversation just goes wherever it's steered or whatever.
That's right.
First of all, I've been doing good.
Good for you.
School's good. Work's good.
Good for you.
Everything's doing awesome. But today is my mother's birthday.
Okay.
And I was wanting to just share a story about her. It's not near Mother's Day or nothing like that, but it's a story that a lot of people find kind of fascinating. And
all right, now let me ask you this. Can we do it in 2 or 3 minutes, you think?
Yeah, sure. I'll make it quick.
Let me explain to people who you are who've never heard. You've called a couple times before. You are an ex-con. You were in prison for drugs. You are gay, and you're getting your life back together. You are in construction. You're working. And you currently have a girlfriend. Now they're up to speed. Tell us the story about your mother.
All right. I'm going to try to make it quick.
Okay.
Basically, here I am. Found myself in a bunch of trouble. My drug addiction led me to just doing everything I could to make sure I had drugs, as far as making them, selling them, doing whatever. It's a horrible moment in my life. I'm in a federal court setting in cuffs and shackles. And my mother is like my best friend, and a mother's love is beyond anything anybody can understand. I'm not personally a mother, but other people may be able to relate to this. And it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. So I'm standing there, and whenever you plead guilty to a crime, the judge says, "Do you understand that you did this?" And he just makes it sound brutal, you know, and he asks you 1,000 times, it seems like, "Do you understand? And do you agree that you did this?" And because they want to make sure that there's no appeals going to come up.
Right.
You know, that you understand that you're saying, "Yes, I did this." So over and over and over, he asks me all these questions, and I say, "Yes, Your Honor. Yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor. Yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor." In the background, the whole time, I can hear my mother back there, and I never did make eye contact with her, but I could. This is in the federal courthouse. I can hear her just... She's just filling up the courtroom with these sobs and these cries, and it breaks my heart.
I was going to say, it had to kill you.
Yeah.
It broke my heart. You know, it was horrible. And I didn't, of course, they didn't give me a chance to have a little visitation there or nothing, and they led me out whenever I was done. As soon as I get back from the long ride back to the jail and I get in there, I picked up the payphone and called my mom, Colette. I was worried to death about her. And I said, and she answered. She's like, "Hello?" And I said, "Mama, are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Oh, it broke my heart." And she said, "I was so proud of you today."
How about that?
Wow.
I started laughing kind of and just really mixed up, like, what the heck do you mean?
I know what she meant. She was proud of you for telling the truth and owning up to what you did.
Well, you know what? I wish I could say that, but basically... In her world where everything was so distraught, the thing that she picked out, she said, "You sounded so smart." I guess with my yes, yes, sir, yes, Your Honor thing. And And I said, oh, you know, and all of a sudden there's a little bit of relief there in my voice. And I said, well, okay, Mama. And she goes, but what do they mean you can't be a politician? Because that's part of it when they say that. You realize you can't run for public office.
Like you'd ever want to do that.
And I said, oh, Ma. I said, you know what? I really didn't want to be the president anyway. She goes, oh, okay. Like she was so relieved that.
That wasn't something you were going to go for.
Yeah, and as soon as I told her that I wasn't really interested in that anyways, then she was like, okay, then we can do this. Anyways, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. But anyway.
I hope she's listening. You think she's listening?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe not. She had a colonoscopy today or whatever, but either way, I don't know. I know when I see these criminals on TV, I think, well, what does their mom feel like after this or whatever, but that was my mom's reaction. Of course, she was against everything I was doing, but she's a mother's love. Just she loved me no matter what. And when I had to do my deal, it was something special. And that is kind of a cute, funny story. At the same time, other people might feel like she should have chewed me out.
No, you're lucky. I'm sure she did both over the years, but you're lucky to have her. Let me ask you a question. After the 4th of July holiday is over, I don't know what your schedule is. Would you come in and sit with us and talk to us one day?
Oh, sure I will.
Do me a favor. Do you have an email address?
You know what? I don't computer that much, but I have a phone.
Well, here, if you have a phone, I'll put you on hold, if you don't mind. Dan, you already have her number, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, we got your number. I may get a hold of you and see if you want to come in for an hour or so and tell your story, because I find you interesting.
I love that you do, and I only want good things on
you. No, I'm telling you, my read on you is there are bad people, and then there are just people who do bad things. And I don't think you're a bad person.
Yeah.
I think you're a good person who did something really stupid.
Yes, really stupid.
Well, I don't think you're headed that way again. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Call anytime, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Holly.
Happy birthday, Mama.
There's something special about her. There just is. We'll get her in here in a couple of weeks. All right, do a little business, and then Mr. Cleveland's going to jump in here. The business of Amini's. If you like this show, the best way you can prove that is not to email and go, hey, I like the show. That's nice. We appreciate it. The best way is patronize the advertisers. Now, if there's nothing in Amini's that you need or want, never ask people to spend money they don't have or on anything they don't want or need. Good luck walking through Amini's and finding something you don't need or want. That's almost impossible, because sometimes even though you don't need something, you go, oh, man, I want that. Whether it's a digital dartboard for $300 or a $10,000 jukebox or anything in between there, it's at Amini's. And if your patio furniture needs replacing or you don't have any, if you're willing to get the best quality patio furniture, if you're willing and able to do that, there's one place I can send you, and that is Amini's. That and everything else is waiting for you in all kinds of prices. The one thing they don't sell is junk. This is a terrific store. There's nothing like it. Take the kids, too, because they're not going to bug you while you're shopping. Amini's lets them play the pinball and the arcade machines free. No charge. Free play. Amini's in the valley, Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome, Aminis, Amini's.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like they've cleared that accident that was on northbound 55 at Park. All lanes are open, and it looks like they've cleared it from the shoulder. So still running pretty slow from about 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge on northbound 55. Now, once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 55, 70 is slow all the way through Highway 64. If you're up in North County, you're starting to get slow now from McDonald to New Florissant on eastbound 270. Westbound 70, looks like we're a little bit heavy past Jennings Station Road through Lucas and Hunt, a little heavy past the airport, and then stop and go from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, and southbound 270, stop and go pretty much from Olive down to Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone. Firestone believes the value of a car is determined by what you do with it. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you ever thought the simpler the better? the believers at Purina One Beyond have. It's why Beyond dog food recipes are made with just 9 simple ingredients you know and recognize, plus vitamins and minerals. Each recipe starts with real white meat chicken or ranch-raised lamb and is crafted without corn, wheat, or soy and without added filters, colors, or artificial preservatives. So your dog gets the nourishment he needs from a pet food that's positively good. Discover why less is more at PurinaOne.com/simplicity.
It's avocado season at Subway. Try the bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado or add it on your favorite breakfast sandwich. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi, Laclede Cab. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hi, everybody. Good Thursday afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing great. How about you, Bill?
Doing terrific. Well, the president started his trip to Africa today. His first stop, when he got there, he saw the streets lined with hundreds of smiling photos of President Obama. In fact, there were almost as many smiling photos of Obama in the streets in Africa as there are in the MSNBC newsroom.
Political humor.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton today praised the Supreme Court for their gay rights decision. Even though Clinton came out against same-sex marriage while he was president. Although, to be fair, he was also against his own marriage when he was president.
Well, you got a good point there.
Yeah, that's the big story of the week, gay rights, and, of course, the heat wave. Yeah, gay rights, hot weather. Boy, what a great week if you're Ben and Jerry.
Wow.
Now, that's funny.
And finally, this afternoon.
Get it? It's like two jokes in one.
I don't think they were gay.
Right. Double whammy, I like to call it.
Yeah.
Boy, it was hot today.
How hot was it, Bill?
Yeah, it was so hot, Lindsay Lohan was spotted snorting a snow cone.
That's hot.
How hot it was. Thanks for playing along, by the way.
Yeah,
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
You get it, Ben and Jerry. It's a combination gay and ice cream joke.
Yeah.
I got it. I thought it was pretty good. Should have been the closer. When will he learn?
I don't know.
When will he learn to make that the closer? One of my favorite jokes coming up and the Playhouse. 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheelis. Immediate legal status for illegal immigrants in this country and a pathway to citizenship, plus more border security. All part of the immigration